All right.
Hi, good afternoon. Am I speaking with Robert?
Yes, you are.
Hey, good afternoon, sir. My name is Tyler. I'm the specialist in the department here that handles product details and pricing. How's your day going today, sir?
Good.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, it's a pleasure to meet you. Happy Friday to kind of start things off here. I know you're speaking with Jessie. She's one of our mapping coordinators for the department. Did she do a good job explaining the basics of the program and where it is we would have you showing up on the front page?
Yeah.
Perfect. Yeah. Now, I know everything always boils down to the dollar cost of things. It's my job to make things along the lines of being very affordable for you today. But before I just start laying the numbers out in front of you, did you have any questions in regards to maybe how the program works or what it's going to offer you, aside from just hearing the pricing?
Yeah, no, I kind of get it. I'll be like on the upfront. It is, I'm going to be under the category of gutters and gutters, that's really all I do is rain gutters. But if it falls under roofing too, that works because sometimes, even somebody's looking for a roof, I don't know. I just know from the past, having ads and stuff.
Okay.
So I don't know exactly how you guys set all that up, but,
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
I can explain. I mean, basically, anybody that goes online and they're in need of a service that you offer, whether it be like rain gutters, roofing, gutter installation, gutter cleaning, any keywords related to a service that you're offering, you're going to be found as a top recommended option on the front page of Google. But the major benefit to that position is the calls come directly to you from that position, and you don't have to worry about paying any type of a lead fee. So it's offered to you also on a month per month basis with no contracts. Now it does strictly make us performance based. We've been in business for 17 years, but in order to keep you happy and coming back to us for the following month comfortably, it's up to us to provide your results that you can see within the very first month. So Robert, it's offered to you monthly with no contracts. Now aside from that, it is fully exclusive. We're only allowed to operate with one business per category per area. That way we can ensure you as the owner of the company that you're getting all the exposure and visibility led directly to your company. So in other words, we're not working with any of your competitors. Now, we qualified you for our Platinum package. It does have all the tools that's needed in order for you to be very successful. Now, before I start throwing the numbers at you here, Robert, did you have I saw that you had a Google listing and a website that was built. It's a beautiful website. Were you utilizing a company to do this for you, or did you kind of have this done on your own?
Yeah, it was a company called ADIQ.
ADIQ, okay, AdIQ. I've heard of them. They're out of Arizona. Are you still utilizing their services?
Yeah, I am. Yeah, it's like, so what it is, that's the thing I was sharing with what's-her-name, who's on the phone and stuff, was, right now, so, it's funny, like, Yelp, I'm on Yelp, but I'm probably getting ready to, maybe that, they have to do with Yelp, I don't remember. But anyway, I got Yelp, and then I got that Google, so I'm, like, spending, like, I'm getting ready, I don't know what I'm going to do yet. So, like if I take on, see how you work out, which might be better, who knows, than what I've been. I've been getting work off the Google from that and the Yelp a little bit. But, Yelp's, it's just been okay. It's just been all mediocre.
Gotcha.
So I don't know, what I'm going to do with the Yelp. I might cancel that. If I take you on, I got to cancel somebody. Because I want to say it's about 166 or 65 with the Google.
Gotcha. Okay.
And with Yelp. And with Yelp, I started with Yelp, so I think I'm paying them, I think it's $80. So it's like over 200, it's like 200 something I'm already putting out a month. So I was already contemplating dropping almost both of them.
Why?
I've been in business for 17 years. I got a lot of contractors that use me, like roofing contractors.
Well, let me tell you, Robert.
Trading contractors, generals. You see what I'm saying? So I get a lot of word of mouth. I've been in, I get
you've
a lot
been,
of
been around the block.
They sell their home. Yeah, they sell you their home, and then they get a new, hey, Rob, I need the gutters over here. We just bought this house. Okay, you know. I mean, it's almost like I don't really need any ads, really, but I kind of have them for backup, but now I'm stretching myself with these, even with this little two.
Well,
you know
this
what I'm
is
saying? I'm just sharing with you kind of where I'm at and what I was kind of already contemplating on doing.
And
so,
I appreciate
that. I mean,
I
could try
that.
You out, but
but,
you know,
this is what we can
I'm
do, Robert.
If I'm going to get more visibility and more contacts from you, then it might be worth it to go with you and then drop these other guys.
Yeah, and let me tell you how we operate. It's offered on a monthly basis with no contracts. Now, Yelp is a service
right.
that we provide within the package that we can provide for you. We provide you a Yelp with it. We provide you a listing within that directory, without you having to worry about paying $80 for the lead to be on their directory. That's something that we can do for you. Now, we are a little bit more, we are a little bit more than $166, but I'm able to make it very affordable only because we are results driven. We've been in business for 17 years, so we're going to be able to provide you results that you're looking for, and you already have a website that's built, so that's going to get you another discount that's going to get you another discount implemented as well. Now, keep in mind, this is something that we are actually looking to fill today. But what I'd be able to do for you is I'd be able to, normally the pricing without the discount, it's a $499 with a $199 setup fee. With the discount implemented, Robert, I'd be able to get the pricing reduced all the way down to just $199. So it'd be about a little over $30 more than what you're paying right now. But that would be out the door. There would not be any other hidden fees involved with the price point, nor surcharges, and the setup fee, like I said, that would be waived entirely for you today. Now, all of the program details that you would get included would be complete Google Local Optimization setup. That means we place you under the map inside of your local area so calls could come directly to you. We would also be placing you on with first page placement on Bing Local as well, which is owned by Microsoft, the second largest search engine that consumers use. And then we're also going to be placing your company into a directory package. Now, basically, these are the directories that we place you in are the bigger, more popular ones that Google indexes in order to help rank you higher on the front page of Google. So basically, you'll be placed on like the BetterBusinessBureau.org, Yahoo, Yelp, Yellow Pages, City Search, Chamber of Commerce, et cetera. The list goes on. So it's a plethora of different directories, but that way when Google comes across your information on them, they'll rank you higher and move you up on the map listing itself. Now, another service that would be provided for you is going to be the mobile devices. And this is because nowadays everybody's doing internet searches from their cell phones, and their locations typically always change whenever they're traveling. So what we're going to do is mobily optimize your business. That way you appear to show it from anybody searching, from any iPhone, any Android. And we also cover you on all tablets out there. So when it comes to your online exposure, we literally cover all of your bases. Okay. Now we get you found for 15 different keywords or keyword phrases with the program. That way if any of the variations are typed into the search bar, whether that would be gutter installation, downspout installation, gutter covers, anything related to services you're offering, you'll be found as soon as that happens. Now, I do have a question for you, though. After hearing the discounted rate, I know it would vary depending on the size of job that you'd be taking on, but how many clients do you think we would need to bring you every month in order to offset the cost of the program and make it become profitable for you?
Probably at least, like, I want to say, let's see, at least, like, maybe five or six?
Definitely realistic.
I was just thinking in terms of if I got to get more customers than that, but, I mean, I'm not going to land every job.
Of course. Now, And the reason why I asked that question, though, is because I did pull up the analytics in your area. Now, I just typed in gutter installation, and in the last 30 days, it shows me all the searches that were conducted. It's an analytics tool that we have that shows me the services that were conducted, and I searched from the Duarte area, but I also typed it into a 30-mile radius outside of the area to see how many searches were conducted for that in the surrounding area.
Yeah, I'll go about 30 miles out, yep.
Okay, now it shows me right here for gutter installation though. 1,012 searches in the last 30 days. So there's been over 1,000 searches that were conducted for gutter installation.
Right,
now,
right.
We got
all that rain too, man.
Well, yeah, absolutely. But now I don't want to mislead you. That's probably why there was that many searches done. But that's just, I mean, that's just.
I know. Yeah,
more calls that are coming directly to you.
Right. I think it's just extra high.
Well, no, I mean, I'm not saying that we're going to be able to land you every single one of those phone calls. That's not exactly what I'm saying is, we can land a certain percentage of those searches that are being done to help get you that five or more clients that you're looking for. Because even if we bring you 1% of that, that would still lead around 10 phone calls towards your company. You know? So.
That's what somewhere around there is what I'm hoping. Now that would be okay about, you know, anywhere probably from 8 to 10 will be probably suffice to offset that cost.
Yeah, absolutely.
I do get a lot of the jobs when I do the bids, you know, and stuff like that. But
what we found out though is by having the phone calls come directly to you though from consumers that are already out there looking for the services you offer. There's going to be a very likely chance of you landing that job from that consumer that's giving you that direct phone call. So it's just very important to be in front of the consumer's eyes when they're doing that search for the service. It's just very important to be an option when they're doing a search for the service. And then also we offer targeted marketing. So I heard you say that you do offer about 30 miles and that's all you would go. But what we're going to allow you to do is hand select any cities, towns, or zip codes that you would like to provide your services in as well. Robert, the reason we allow you to hand select areas is because it is your area. So you know the areas around you that may be a bit more profitable for you to work in, or the areas that bring you a larger amount of income. So that's our goal, would be to program you into the areas making the most bang for your buck. But again, you know, that's why we offer the services here monthly with no contracts. It does strictly make us performance-based, but in order to keep you happy and coming back to us for the following month comfortably, we do need to provide you results that you can see within the very first month. But I'm sure with the services that are included on a month-per-month basis, you can see the value of giving the program a shot so we can prove to you how well it will work for your company, right?
Yeah. Yes. Yep.
Okay, well, it's definitely going to be something that we make you happy with, Robert. I can definitely tell you that. That's how we've been in business for 17 years. So it's going to be something that you're going to be happy with. But what I would have to do in order to make sure that we're representing you properly on the front page, I would just have to verify some information in regards to your business, okay, to make sure everything's accurate.
Right.
Now, for the front page, they do normally only allow one primary line of contact. Now, the number that we've been speaking on, the 626-862-5647, would that be the best number for us and your clients to reach you on?
Yes, it is.
Perfect. And then we do have to get you PIN verified inside of your local area of Duarte. That's what gets you the little red dot that falls inside of the map that showcases the area that your business is located in. I found the address listed for the business as 2476 Mountain Avenue. Is that a business location, storefront, or is it a home address?
It's a home address, but I run my business out of my home.
Oh, okay. So if it's a home based business, that's completely fine.
It's a home based business. Yeah. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, if it's a home based business, we're never going to showcase the address for the public to see. That will always be hidden. But what we are going to do is draw a circle around the zip code that you're located in. That way people know the area that you'd be coming to service them from, but they wouldn't know
Okay. And then what's good about that too is they're like, oh, he's local. Because a lot of people like to use local.
Exactly. And that's where they're making their buying
decisions.
The homeowners
are like, I called you because you're a 666 number. Or like you said, if they see the zip, you know, that too, the general area.
That definitely is a benefit, absolutely. No, it's all right. And then also, and then the zip code, just to verify, that would be 91010, right?
Correct.
Okay, and then for the account purposes, I'm just going off of the name here, but is your last name Robert E. Drennan?
Yeah, Robert E. Drennan, yep.
Okay, and then also, what would be the best email address to use for you or your business? Is that located on the website?
Okay.
I'm not seeing it.
Yeah, it's all lowercase. Huh? Yeah, it's all lowercase. and it's my last name, Brennen. Then my first name, Robert, the number 4 at gmail.com.
All right, so I have DrennenRobert4 at gmail.com?
Correct.
Oh, yeah, there it is at the very top of the website. I see it. Okay, all right, perfect. And then also, what are your hours of operation for the company? How would you like that shown on Google? Is it the business hours on the website? Saturday's closed. Monday through Friday, it's 7 to 7, and then Sunday is 9 to 5?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, just keep it that. Those hours are good, yep.
Absolutely. We'll definitely keep those hours for you. And then also, if we would have to get a hold of you in regards to the account that you have with us, how would you prefer us to reach you? Do you prefer a phone call, a text message, or an email?
Yeah, you can shoot me an email.
An email? Okay. Okay, and then did you have any other forms of advertising out there for the business, like a Facebook, an Instagram, any type of social media?
No. No, I'm cut off from the world.
I don't blame you. I don't have one
I'm
of those
a private
either.
Person, bro.
Yeah, I don't have either.
Private
any of those
person
either.
Over here.
Alrighty.
Yeah,
our company
need no
does,
drama.
But I don't. Exactly. I'm 100% with you. And then also, Robert, what I'm doing for you right now is I'm going to be sending you over an email. The email is going to fall into your inbox labeled Client Support from Tyler Lavenberg. That would be me. And then it's going to give you two forms of contact in there. You're going to have Client Support's number located at the very top of the email, and then you're going to have my phone number that's located at the very bottom of the email. But each time you try to call one of these numbers, you can reach a live agent each and every time. You can reach me, or you can reach a live Client Support agent. Okay? And then that way we can address any questions, comments, if you have any. Okay, moving forward.
Right.
And then also... And it does show me that the email did send over to you successfully. Now, the last thing that we would need to do here, in order for us to be able to secure the listing and actually start the programming at the $199 discounted rate, what's going to work best for your company? Are you going to be utilizing a debit card, a credit card? What works best for the business, Robert?
You mean to pay you?
Correct.
Yeah, I can use, for the monthly, right. Yeah, I'm sorry. I forgot about that part.
That's all right.
I'm trying to dodge the money part right now. I'm just kidding, man. I got a Visa card. It's actually we're going to be doing it off of my business card. It's my bank card. It's my,
Understood.
That's what I'm using right now.
Now, does that read with your name on it and the business name, or does it just have one or the other?
It has both on there.
Okay, and then the card, normally it should read with a 16-digit code on the front of it. If you want to repeat it from the left to the right, I'll repeat it back to you for quality assurance whenever you're ready.
Yeah. All
right. Yeah, take your time.
Yeah, so I'll the card number is 4259072046908736.
Okay, and the expiration month in here?
So expiration is 0824.
And the little code that's on the back.
It's 785.
785. Okay, now we use what we call a VeriSign Secure Merchant Processing Server over here, Robert. So what that means is the card is coded out. It only shows the last 4 digits. But before I do cut out the card completely, I just want to make sure that I do have everything accurate. So I do have a Visa starting with a 4259072046908736, and then I have 8 of 2024 and 785.
That's correct.
Okay, and is that car connected to the 2476 Mountain Avenue address?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Okay. Okay, all righty. Now, what I'm doing right now, Robert, is I'm putting the finishing touches on your package, but I'm going to be going over the 90-second voice verification that we got to go over. It just goes over the service agreement with our company, that this is month-per-month, non-contractual, but it reads as follows, okay? It's about 90 seconds long, but it says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance and also outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is also an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, will you please state the name of your business?
Rob's Rain Gutters.
Thank you very much. And please state your name and title within the business.
Robert Drennan, owner-operator.
Thank you very much. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company, Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And you are an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, Robert, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And your payment for the initial term and account setup, that would be charged today's date, that is February 11th, 2022, in the very discounted non-refundable amount of just $199. When your term would be completed, your agreement would normally automatically renew each following month on the same day of the 11th, but it would renew in that same discounted amount of $199. That rate will never go up on you. Now, Robert, you may discontinue the agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, we just ask that you contact client support at least 3 business days before the next billing would be due. Do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right, so that does conclude the voice verification. I'm having my finance team run the 199 right now, Robert. As soon as that goes through, I will give you the confirmation email. I send that over to you showing you that 199 came out of your account. And then while I wait for that confirmation, I'm going to set you up for what we call our client interview. That's going to be I'm going to have to push that out until Monday on the 14th because we do close here in the next 45 minutes. All of my agents are booked up for the rest of the day. But let me know, we're in the same time zone, so I can get you in on Monday. I'm not sure what's your schedule look like on Monday. Would it morning, afternoon, or mid-afternoon?
Yeah, in the afternoon, probably, probably after, I want to say after 2, between 2 and 3. Does that work?
I can do a 3 o'clock if that works for you.
Yeah, let's do 3.
Okay, I do have a 2 o'clock, but let's just be on the safe side. If it's gonna work, if you think that will work better, we'll go ahead and do 3 o'clock.
Yeah, let's just do
3
that way. Yeah.
Okay, all right. Better. Give me one moment here, though. I gotta plug my headset in. Give me a second. All right, there we go. I don't want to die on us. Okay, so I'm programming you in right now. You're gonna be getting a call Monday. And I'm also going to be sending you over a calendar invite letting you know about the client interview. And basically what they do during the interview is just go over, they cross the T's and dot the I's in regards to like the just to make sure that we're representing you properly. So we're going to go over the services that you offer, also the keyword content, areas that you want to be programmed into, and so on and so forth. Okay? So.
Right.
All right, so I got you all programmed in to get a call on Monday at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And, Robert, I want to be the first one to welcome you aboard the Local Splash team. The payment did go through, and what we're going to do is strive 1 month at a time to make sure this becomes a long-term marketing solution for your company. I'm excited for you. It's definitely going to be a profitable service. Okay, now, I do need you for another minute or two, Robert. Are you able to pull up your emails while I have you on the line?
Hold on a second.
Yes, please, because I just need to provide you with your username and your password.
Okay. Got my initial invoice.
That's the one that I need you to pull up. So if you, that's me, Tyler. So yeah, so if you want to, pull up the local splash initial invoice email for me.
Yep, local splash initial invoice, yep.
Perfect. Now, you see that little link? It's about the fourth line down after it greets you. It says, please click here to accept the subscription terms.
Wait, hold on a minute. What was that again?
Okay, you see about the third line down? Yeah, where it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms.
Yeah, I clicked it.
Okay. Okay, perfect. So that took you to a page at the top. It says local splash terms of experience.
Right.
Okay, now that's going to show you just a summary of the services included within the package. Now, there's two things that I need you to do on this page. If you scroll all the way down for me, you're going to see underneath the cancellation and refund section, there's a little box, a checkmark box that's empty. It says, I certify that I am the authorized holder and signer of the credit card and that all the information is complete and accurate. So you would check that that little checkbox right there underneath the cancellation and refund section. Okay. And then right there you would sign, and then at the very bottom you sign your name, Robert E. Drennan. And you'd use capitals for your first, middle, initial, and last name. But once you confirm that, it's going to do two things. It's going to lock you into that discounted rate moving forward of $199, and then it's also going to take you to a different page that says local splash username and password. So let me know when you get that. Let me know when you confirm your signature, please.
Yeah. So, do I type my signature in? Or just write
you just type. Yeah, you just type it in there.
And confirm, right?
Yes, sir. And that will take you to another page that says local splash username and password.
What's going on here? Hold on. Let me see. So I'm going through. I got to put my middle initial maybe, huh?
Yeah, and make sure that you're using capitals for the first the first letter, your first, the first name. It's capital sensitive.
Yep. Okay, there, went through.
Okay, perfect. Now
I'm going to establish my username.
Okay, so we're gonna provide those for you until you're done with the client interview. Then you can customize them to whatever you want them to be. But for right now, the password or the username is going to be your phone number that we're speaking on, the 626 area code 862-5647, and the password that will be created for you and given to you tomorrow, or I'm sorry, on Monday at the time of the client interview. Okay, and then when, like I said, when you disconnect with my agents come Monday after the interview is complete, you can customize them to whatever you want them to be so nobody else knows what they are. Okay.
All right. So what's
the only requirement.
So what's the password?
The password, like, that's going to be given to you on Monday. Remember, when the client interview is going on, they're going to create that for you and give
it. My phone number, right? Okay.
For right now, temporarily, yes, as the username. But like I said, you can customize them to whatever you want them to be. On
the username and all that. Got you.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yes, sir.
All right, Tyler.
All right, Rob. So that's the only requirement that we do have from. No, you're not going to log in right now because there's nothing that you'd be able to see. We haven't conducted the client interview.
There's no way to log in.
Yet.
I got it.
So once we conduct the client interview with you, when we cross the T's and dot the I's, that's when we can start putting the information on there for you to view and see. Okay, in your client dashboard.
Okay.
But other than that, Robert, I did get you all set up to get a call on Monday, but I want to ask here, like I ask all of my clients before we disconnect, did you have any other questions that I can answer or clarify for you in the meantime?
No, I'm good. I'm good for now. Yep.
Okay. Well, Robert, we definitely appreciate the time and opportunity to earn your business. It's definitely going to be a service that we make you happy with. But like I said, just wait for that call come Monday so we can get the rest of this ball rolling for you, okay?
All right, sounds good, Tyler. Thank you.
All right, thank you for your time. And if you have any questions, comments, or concerns along the way, just feel free to call in. You have our contact information, okay? We want to make sure this is working for you.
All right, Tyler. Thank you.
All right, again, thank you. You have a great day. Enjoy your weekend.
You too.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.